Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 17. Maharaj Prithu becomes angry at the earth. Part 1, verses 3 through 36. Mother Earth surrenders to King Prithu. Vidura inquired from the great sage Maitreya, O my dear Brahmana, since Mother Earth can appear in different shapes, why did she take the shape of a cow? And when King Prithu milked her, who became the calf? And what was the milking pot? The surface of the earth is by nature low in some places and high in others. So how did King Prithu level the surface of the earth? And why did the king of heaven, Indradeva, steal the horse meant for the sacrifice? The great saintly king, Maharaj Prithu, received knowledge from Sanat Kumara, who was the greatest Vedic scholar. Sanat Kumara was Brahmavit Uttamat, well versed in the Vedic knowledge. So after receiving knowledge, which was to be applied practically in his life, how did the saintly king Prithu attain his desired destination? Prithu Maharaj was a powerful incarnation of Lord Krishna's potencies. Consequently, any narration concerning Prithu's activities is surely very pleasing to hear, and it produces all good fortune. And as far as I am concerned, I am always your devotee, as well as a devotee of the Lord, who is known as Adhokshaja. Please, therefore, narrate all the stories of Maharaj Prithu, who, in the form of the son of King Vena, milked the cow-shaped earth. Suta Goswami continued to speak to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shaunaka Rishi. When Vidura became inspired to hear of the activities of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, in his various incarnations, Maitreya, also being inspired and being very pleased with Vidura, began to praise him. Then Maitreya spoke as follows. My dear Vidura, at that time King Prithu was enthroned by the great sages and brahmanas and was declared to be the protector of the citizens. There was a scarcity of food grains. The citizens actually became skinny due to starvation. Therefore, they came before the king informing Prithu of their real situation. Dear King, just as a tree with a fire burning in the hollow of its trunk gradually dries up, we are also drying up due to the fire of hunger in our stomachs. You, O King, are the protector of the surrendered souls, and you have been appointed to give employment to us. Therefore, we have all come to you for protection. For you are not only king, but an incarnation of God as well. Indeed, you are the king of all kings. So you can give us all kinds of occupational engagements, for you are the master of our livelihood. Therefore, O King of Kings, please arrange to satisfy our hunger by proper distribution of food grains. Please take care of us, lest we soon die for want of food. The great sage Maitreya continued, so after hearing this lamentation and seeing the pitiable condition of the citizens, Prithu Maharaj contemplated this matter for a long time to see if he could find out the underlying causes. Then, after having arrived at a conclusion, King Prithu took up his bow and arrow, aiming them at the earth, exactly like Lord Shiva, who destroys the whole world out of anger. When Mother Earth saw that King Prithu was taking his bow and arrow to kill her, Mother Earth became very much afraid and began to tremble. She then began to flee, exactly like a deer, which runs very swiftly when followed by a hunter. And being afraid of King Prithu, Mother Earth took the shape of a cow and began running. Seeing this, Maharaj Prithu became very angry, and his eyes became as red as the early morning sun. Placing an arrow on his bow, Prithu chased the cow-shaped earth wherever she would run. The cow-shaped earth ran here and there in outer space, between the heavenly planets and the earth. And wherever she ran, the king chased Mother Earth with his bow and arrows. Just as a man cannot escape the cruel hands of death, the cow-shaped earth could not escape the hands of the son of Vena. At length, the earth, fearful, her heart aggrieved, turned back in helplessness. Addressing the great opulent King Prithu as the knower of religious principles and shelter of the surrendered, Mother Earth spoke, "Please save me. You are the protector of all living entities. Now you are situated as king of this planet. And I am very poor, and I have not committed any sinful activities, so I do not know why you want to kill me. Since you are supposed to be the knower of all religious principles, why are you so envious of me? And why are you so anxious to kill a woman? Even if a woman does commit some sinful activity, no one should place his hand upon her. And what to speak of you, dear king, who are so merciful? You are a protector, and you are Dina Vatsala, affectionate to the poor. My dear king, I am just like a strong boat, and all the paraphernalia of the world is standing upon me. But if you break me to pieces, how can you protect yourself and your subjects from drowning? My dear Mother Earth, you have disobeyed my orders and rulings. In the form of a demigod, you accepted your share of the yajna sacrifices we performed. But in return, you have not produced sufficient food grains. So for this reason, I must kill you. Although you are eating green grass every day, you are not filling your milk bag so that we can utilize your milk. Since you are willfully committing offenses, it cannot be said that you are not punishable due to your assuming the form of a cow. You have so much lost your intelligence that, despite my orders, you do not deliver the seeds of herbs and grains formerly created by Lord Brahma, and you have hidden them within yourself instead. So now, with the help of my arrows, I shall cut you to pieces, and with your flesh satisfy the hunger-stricken citizens who are now crying for want of grains. I shall thus satisfy the crying citizens of my kingdom." Phuman Yoshid Uta Kleba Atma Sambhavanaha Adhama Bhuteshu Niranukrosho Nripanang Tad Vadha Avadha. Any cruel person, whether one be a man, woman, or impotent eunuch, who is only interested in one's own personal maintenance, and who has no compassion for other living entities, may be killed by the king, for such killing can never be considered actual killing. Mother Earth, you are very much puffed up with pride and have become almost insane. Now, presently, you have assumed the form of a cow by your mystic powers. Nonetheless, I shall cut you into small pieces like grain, and I will uphold the entire population by my personal mystic powers. The great sage Maitreya continued to speak to Vidura. At this time, Prithu Maharaj became exactly like Yamaraj, and his whole body appeared very angry. In other words, Prithu was anger personified. So after hearing Prithu Maharaj, planet Earth began trembling, and she surrendered with folded hands. Mother Earth began speaking as follows. Nama parasmai purushaya mayaya vinyastanana tanave gunatmane nama swarupanu bhavena nirdhuta dravya kriya karaka vibramor maye. My dear Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are transcendental in your position, and by your material energy, you have expanded yourself in various forms and species of life through the interaction of the three modes of material nature. Unlike some other masters, you always remain in your transcendental position, and you are not affected by the material creation, which is subject to different material interactions. Consequently, you are not bewildered by material activities. Yenaham atma yatanang vinirmita tatra yata ayang gunasarga sangraha saeva manghantum udayudha swarad upastata anyang sharanankam ashraye. My dear Lord, you are the complete conductor of the material creation. You have created this cosmic manifestation and the three material qualities. And therefore, you have also created me, planet Earth, which is the resting place of all living entities. And yet, you are always fully independent, my Lord. So now that you are present before me, and ready now to kill me with your weapons, let me know where I should go to take shelter, and tell me who can give me protection. Yaetad adau asrijach characharang swamaya yatma ashraya yavitartyaya tayaiva soyam kila goptum udyata katang numang dharma paro jigang sati. In the beginning of creation, you created all these moving and non-moving living entities by your inconceivable energy. And through this very same energy, you are now prepared to protect the living entities. Indeed, you are the supreme protector of religious principles. So why are you so anxious to kill me, even though I am in the form of a cow? Nunang bateshasya samihitang janais Tanmayaya Durjayaya Kritatma Bhi Na Lakshyate Yastu Akarod Akarayad Ya Aneka Eka Paratascha Ishwaraha. My dear Lord, although you are one, by your inconceivable potencies, you have expanded yourself in many forms. Through the agency of Brahmaji, you have created this universe. Therefore, you are directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are not sufficiently experienced cannot understand your transcendental activities. And that is because these persons are covered by your illusory energy. Sargadiya asyanu runadi shaktibir dravya kriya karaka chaitanatmabihi tasmai samunnadha niruddha shaktaye nama parasmai purushaya vedhase. My dear Lord, by your own potencies, you are the original cause of the following: the material elements, the performing instruments known as the senses, the workers of the senses, the controlling demigods, the intelligence and the ego, as well as everything else. And by your energy, you manifest this entire cosmic creation, maintain it, and dissolve it. Through your energy alone, everything is sometimes manifest and sometimes not manifest. You are therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, and I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Savai Bhavan Atma Vinirmitang Jagad Bhutendriyanta Karanatmakam Vibho Sanstapayishyan Ajamang Rasatalad Abhyujaharambasa Adi Sukaraha. My dear Lord, you are always unborn. Once, in the form of the original boar, you rescued me from the waters in the bottom of the universe. And through your own energy, you created all the physical elements, the senses, and the heart, just for the maintenance of the world. Apam upaste mayinavi avastita prajabhavan adya rirakshishu kila savira murti samabuddharadaro yomang payasi ugra sharo jigansasi. My dear Lord, in this way you once protected me, rescuing me from the water. And consequently your name has become famous as Dharadhara, one who holds up planet Earth. And yet, at the present moment, in the form of a great hero, you are about to kill me with sharpened arrows. I am, however, just like a boat on the water, keeping everything afloat. Nunang janar ithatang ishvaranam asmad vidhaistad gunasarga mayaya na gyayate mohita chitta vartmabis tebyo namo vira yashas karebhyaha. And so, my dear Lord, I am also the creation of one of your energies, composed of the three modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. Consequently, I am bewildered by your activities. Why, even the activities of your devotees cannot be understood, and what to speak of your pastimes? Thus, everything appears to us to be contradictory and wonderful. Recorded September 23, 2008. 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Aum Tat Sat. Vasudeva Praveda. Vasudeva Paramakaha. Vasudeva Prayoga. Vasudeva Prakriyaha. Vasudeva Paranjanam. Vasudeva Parantapaha. Vasudeva Parodharamo. Vasudeva Paragatihi. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tangsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Cha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvashe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Nitai Gora Anga Nitai Gora Anga Nitai Gora Anga Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Nitai Gora Anga Gora Hari Gora Hari Jaya Gora Hari Nitai Gora Anga Gora Hari Nitai Gora Anga Gora Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigo Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haraye Nama Krishna, Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama, Sri Madhu Sudana. Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarad Iva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Harenama Eva Kivalam, Kalaum Nastyeva Gatir Anyata. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya. Arna Koriho Mane Asha. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Ash Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.